From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A senior Obama administration official says the United States has relayed its regret for the unintentional loss of life of Syrian forces fighting the so-called Islamic State group. The Syrian government said at least 80 of its troops were killed when U.S.-led coalition warplanes struck an area near the Deir ez-Zor airport. U.S. officials say the raid was intended for IS militants surrounding the airport and was halted when commanders learned the bombs had hit Syrian troops. Russia called an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council to discuss the incident and its implications for a fragile ceasefire hammered out by the United States and Russia earlier this month. Vitaly Churkin is Russia's ambassador to the U.N.
Why would all of a sudden the United States choose to help the Syrian armed forces defending Deir ez-Zor? After all, they did nothing when ISIL was advancing on Palmyra. ISIL made a 100-mile march without being attacked by the coalition.
U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the emergency meeting is a stunt meant, that is, to distract the world from Russia's failure to bring the Assad regime to heel.
It's the classic magician's sleight of hand. Get the world and the media to focus here so they maybe take their eye a little bit off what's happening over there. What's happening over there is so important. It's jeopardizing something that gives the Syrian people a chance.
Power said the Russians are not delivering on their end of the Geneva deal. As part of that deal, a ceasefire went into effect on Monday, but sporadic fighting has continued since. This is VOA News.